very good afternoon to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So now is 1:30. We will continue with our itinerary. So you're supposed to have 1 hour of formal meditation, then 30 minutes of daily mindfulness or contemplation, reflection, okay? But what we will do is, I think we will take half an hour out to share. So we will do the sharing first, then meditation after that. Okay? So we will get Man Yuan to continue the sharing. We are at page 216. Yes. Page 216. Okay. Anyway, there is a question by Joey. You have to turn back to page 200. The law of dependent origination. So this is the Paticca Samuppada link. So Joey is new, that's why she don't understand. So you look at the Paticca Samuppada, what people don't understand is a multi-dimension Paticca Samuppada. It's not linear, understand not? It's not a one-dimensional thing. When you are mindful, when you are aware, you can understand this. So first link is what? Look at the book, page 200. First link is what? Joey, what is the first link? Avijja is ignorant. Ignorant of what? The spiritual law. Kama niyama, citta niyama, and dhamma niyama. So one thing to know, one thing to experience, one thing to find the answer. What do you do? You think, isn't it? That's why avijja paccaya sankhara is thinking, understand? So thinking involves the brain, true or not? So when you go to the brain, you make contact. Upon contact, what happened? The light bulb, light comes in there. So that's why the next thing is avijja paccaya sankhara, this is the thinking. Then trigger vijnana, which is the thought consciousness before the content go in. Then after that, you have the content go in, then it become nama rupa, the five aggregate of form and mind, second aspect, understand, the thought. Then dependent on that thought, there must be sense basis, otherwise it cannot arise. So it conditions sense basis, which is salayatana. Then from salayatana, the long arrow bring to contact, understand or not? Because when you got sense basis, dependent on that, there must be contact, understand or not? But do you know that U-shaped arrow, which Joey want to know, when this avijja paccaya sankhara, you go and think, there is also contact with the brain, isn't it? That's why this U-shaped arrow. So contact actually happen at sankhara level also. So there are two contact, multi-dimensional, understand not? So because of that, dependent on contact, the feeling will arise. Then when ignorant contact happen, that inside there also got feeling, understand not? That's why the long arrow come down. So this contact happen at number two, at the brain there, and also at the sense basis, understand not? So because of that, this feeling, actually ignorant contact condition what? Ignorant contact condition what? No, delusion, understand not? Security, understand not? Security means what? Got evil root, understand not? You don't have the Dhamma understanding. That's why ignorant contact is not vijja, it's avijja. So because of that, feeling straight away condition craving. You cannot stop. That's how you stir your mind. Understand or not? And from number 2 to number 4 until number 8, the stirring very fast. Understand? The moment you think, you perceive, you stir already. Yeah, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your belief system. Can you understand? 200. Page 200, yeah. So the whole dependent origination follow. That's why when you have craving, tanha, you condition grasping, upadana. Then it condition becoming. You become that lust or that emotion that has already arisen. Then you take birth means not you are born into it. You become, then you transgression. Take birth means like, let's say you got lust. Okay? You see something attractive, and because you got lust, you got this selfishness, the greed, all those things. So that lust become grasping. That craving condition grasping. So you grasp at the thing already. Your whatever craving has become so intense, it's grasping already. Then after that, it become that like lust, or that lustful entity, you know. Understand? Or? So that guy who is lustful, he want to act out of it, understand? Or? Either rape or do something, understand? Or? Or what they call in office, what you call? Huh? The lady staff kena sexual harassment. So you want to do that already. So here jati birth, when your emotion, your craving, your lust has become so intense, you have become that lustful nature, you act out of it, understand or? Transgression. Then you either commit the rape or sexual harassment. Understand or? That is jati. You are born into that rapist, understand or? Not physical birth, understand or? And with that come the whole mess of suffering, understand or? Because this is against the law. Nature's law, karmically you kena one. Then even not karmic, society law also don't allow you to do one. Like you steal, you misappropriate, all this is consequent on us. This is the instantaneous one, the paticca samuppada. Whereas the other one, the text that Theravada tend to hold on to based on the commentary, is the 3 period of time, understand? Or? So that one, they cannot understand this, where they don't have mindfulness, they don't see this. So they interpret as what? Avijja is ignorant before you die. Then sankhara is karmic volition, means karma condition, your last thought moment, number 3, understand? Or? Because of the last thought moment, you take rebirth. During rebirth, the human being is born into the world, understand? Or? Nama rupa. So because there's a human being, it has the sense basis. Ah, like that, they say logical. Understand? Or? Then the whole thing is the same. But you ask yourself, this event that they try to explain happened once over 3 lifespan. Understand? Or? Useful or not? No use, isn't it? It cannot live life, isn't it? So what the Buddha meant is the instantaneous one. Every moment it happened on. Then sometimes this paticca samuppada didn't finish on. When you through your senses see something, then you got ignorant. Let's say you see something that trigger off your fear. Understand? But because you have avijja, ipaccaya sankhara, you go and think, then the memory recall the phobia or the fear, then what happened? You straight away input the content of consciousness. Means your phobia, your fear, your whatever, all went in already, the content. Understand? So after it has gone in, what happened is you stir your mind already. Because there is an emotion, understand? So the stirring of the mind happened at the fourth link, nama rupa. So that thought that has the unwholesome thought, the delusion, and the craving and all things, when it input, it happened already. Then the 5, 6, and 7, all those things already passed through. Then number 8, that's why the stirring become a craving, your like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant, your fear, your worry, your anxiety. Then if it become intense, you grasp at it, understand? So when you grasp at it, you become that fear, understand? Then you have suicidal thought, or you become like lone liar. Then you transgress. That's how you become. Then the whole mess of that's why when you are gripped with the evil root, you suffer. And this one is the instantaneous one, understand? But the instantaneous one, sometimes if it's not so intense type of example, let's say normal paticca samuppada, okay? I see something, then I actually become like excited. Oh, this is very nice. Oh. So you start to sankarasanya, understand? You start to think, you start to fantasize, then you start to recall to memory, oh, this one I haven't seen before, so beautiful. Then somebody come to your back and hit you. They say, hey, what are you doing? Then what happened? You straight away turn. Then what is the sense now? It's no more seeing. No. You want to know who he is. No. So you perceive him, of course, through seeing consciousness, but that one that you were fantasizing no more, no, understand? No. So sometimes, during the time, you only have craving, desire, but there is no grasping, there is no becoming, there is no birth. And then the other sense don't take over, understand? Then sometimes you see, then neutral feeling, understand? You have nothing exciting, neutral feeling. Then suddenly the hearing, very loud voice, come and intervene. Then the paticca samuppada, from number 4, it can straight away go to another sense organ, understand? Then again, avijja paccaya sankhara. That's why it's multi-dimension. Understand? So, Joey, understand? Okay. You go back to page 216. Number 4.
Page 216, 4.0. Sati, mindfulness or awareness? Question, Sister Chui. Bradio, I am afraid I had to ask this somewhat simple question. Sati in Pali means mindfulness or awareness, because I see the words being used interchangeably and sometimes I just get confused. Can you please explain again? Thank you. Answer by Brother Theo. It is a very good question. You see, Sati is a Pali word. It is translated as mindfulness, a very commonly accepted translation, but nobody really inquire into this word mindfulness. If you split up the two words, then you will get the meaning, mind in fullness, right? But you never inquire or ask, what does this mean? The mind is full of what? If you say full of thoughts, then that is definitely not sati. So it is full of what? Awareness, right?
So very clear then. They coined the word mindfulness, but you never inquire, full of what? If it's full of thought, is it mindfulness? Definitely not, ma. So the meaning is actually full of awareness, without thought. But they don't have a word. They don't know awareness is actually the correct word. When you are aware before the knowing, it's still an awareness, isn't it? I can be aware of things, isn't it? Direct seeing, I also aware. Ma. But the thinking, the memory doesn't come in, you understand? Ma? So that type of awareness is before the knowing. That is sati, understand? So mind in fullness means full of awareness, attentive, no thinking, no thought. That is the meaning. Okay, good. Manya, continue.
Sister Chui, I actually define it as mind in fullness of that moment. Brother Theo answered. It still doesn't explain anything, right? When you say mind in fullness of that moment, what are you trying to tell me? Because within that moment, you can also think, i.e. mindful of thinking within that moment.
Yeah, because you have heedless thinking mind. That's memory, yeah? Views, opinion, condition, very kepo. That's why you chatter inside, you verbalize. So all this is what the mundane mind is good at. But when you are truly aware, there is no movement of sankhara. No verbalization, no chattering. Complete stillness and silence, aware. You can do that, I saw to you. Means you have sati, you stabilize it already. It's not easy to do that. You don't believe me, you go and try. When you look at something, don't think. After that, don't perceive. Don't use your memory. You can't. Everything also you cognize through memory. Then your opinion, your view, your belief system, or whatever condition you are in. Sometimes your habitual tendency. Oh. The moment you are conscious, whether seeing, hearing, smell, taste, you are so habitual, mechanical. The thing just... like... I give you an example, you and your spouse argue so many years already. Let's say 30, 40 years already. What happened? The moment they open the mouth, you know what the next one coming already. So they will always complain. Kalu kong le lu bu tia. Anshua look ane kon. Then after the why, you also like that one. You think you very good. That's the standard answer. Because you know why? After they kena scolding or reprimand, you know what the other side, the spouse that kena reprimanding? He will bosong, not happy, then he will go and think, how can my husband do this to me? Or how can my wife tell me like that? Understand? So he will go and contemplate, reflect, how to answer that joker. Understand? So he prepare all the bullet already, ammunition. Next time you open your mouth again, I tell you, all this will come up. That is what happened in life, understand? Because they put song, they go back and think on. Then they prepare notes. Then this one, dormant, waiting for condition when they come up. So habitual tendency become like that. Because the anger, the aversion, that dislike, you know what they think? Before marriage, wow, you're so caring, so good, my birthday also remember. After marriage, birthday also forgot, gift also don't have, flower, rose also don't have. So, ladies, they want this thing, you're not sensitive. You say married already, ask for this for what? You kena, understand? So this is society. This is the mundane mind that don't have the dhamma. But please, don't get me wrong. To tell you the truth, married time, my wife didn't ask for rose. He asked for that one. Don't know what flower I forgot. Then he realized that is not the flower for marriage. But anyway, joke aside. So different people different. So my wife very nice, very very good. Actually, after marriage, I remember her birthday, we go and makan, all those things, no problem. But I never give her rose, understand? Valentine's Day or whatever. You know why or not? I used to joke with her. You want that rose? Does it represent love? I ask you. True, isn't it? Society recognize her, love, isn't it? You send more bouquet? 300? One big bouquet, they very happy that because they can take photo now, can send social media. To what? To show that your husband care, love. Other people may not have. Then I ask her, that rose, how long does it last? At the moment, 1 week is that? After that, wither. That type of love you want? So that one, from the heart one, gong sam, gong qin. Joke aside. So all this is how you understand. What I want you to know is the paticca samuppada, the way they develop all this, is actually very, very beautiful. So when you see all this in meditation, in your mindfulness, you understand how living beings are conditioned to become what they are, the habitual tendency, all those things. Then, just now, Manjuan read one is... Because I explained to Chui, your mind, within the moment, can still have thought and verbalize and all those things. What I want you to know is how the habitual tendency make you verbalize and then make you chatter inside there. Because that is how you reflect, contemplate and think, then prepare all the bullets to shoot.
Sister Chui, no, you can't think when you are in the moment.
Continue.
How can you think? You are supposed to be, Radio answered, you can be in the moment and still think because you are not aware.
So? Because you are not aware, how can you not think? Understand or not? Paticca samuppada, no, you cannot stop one, no. Avijja paccaya sankhara, no. Without awareness, you think one, you should become heedless. Next one.
4.1, a mind full of awareness. But when you are in the moment without thought, then it is a different thing. Mind is full of awareness, and then you are without thought. That's why I say you never inquire, full of what? When mind is full of awareness, it cannot have thought. It can only be aware. But that word is not used. Only in recent years, later teachers use that word. Then they try incorporating them now. That's why awareness has become a new word nowadays. The actual word should be pure awareness without thought. That is sati.
So now you know the definition. The pure awareness without the thought, without the memory, the conditioning come in and interfere. Okay?
4.2. Be with the moment without thought. But they went on to confuse it with another Pali word. And they say it carries the meaning of remembrance and recollection. They said sati has a lot to do with memory and recollection. So, what is sati? I don't want to know the history, because when I meditate, I can be with the moment without thought. Hence, I can understand. That's why I know that sati is mindfulness, fully of awareness without thought.
Spelling mistake. Full of awareness without thought.
Okay.
Or fully aware without thought. Both also can. But both also the spelling mistake. So full of awareness better without thought.
Okay. That's why I said sati is awareness before the knowing and you just aware.
That definition is easier to understand and clearer.
Why can't you just be aware? Because you think a lot.
True or not? Before you have mindfulness, you think a lot on everything, also perceive thing. That's why Sankara Sanya. Okay, continue.
You are so heedless and you are seldom aware within the moment because of your habitual thinking, tendencies born of heedlessness or habitual heedless thinking. You also have a lot of fear, anxiety, and the hindrance of mind like sensual desire, ill will, restlessness, and doubt. They keep on arising to haunt you, hence the reason why you cannot be aware. 5.0 Sati, pure awareness before the knowing. Awareness before the knowing means what? The knowing is your thoughts, perception, your aggregates of mind. Initially, it is just a pure awareness before even feeling or perception arises. Before the labouring, the words and the views and opinions interfere. It is just like what the Buddha said, in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness. Do you understand? And there is no one to see, just the pure consciousness arising. The pure awareness before you input the content of consciousness, or just the pure direct seeing, without the word, without the labelling, without your conscious mind, focusing and perceiving through memory to recall, etc. 5.1 general spacious awareness. It is just a general spacious awareness, just aware without a center. The moment thought comes out, it means you had already focused and recall through memory, and that's not sati anymore. So when you want to understand what sati is, you need to have a very calm and silent mind. If your mind is not silent, the true nature cannot shine forth. The true mind cannot come out because your mind can only do one thing at a time. Either it is aware within or it is lost in thought, heedlessly lost in thought. The human being, because of their heedlessness and their delusion, they are constantly lost in thought and seldom or hardly aware. That is the reason why the Buddha said, the heedless are as if dead, spiritually dead. 5.2 Awareness and clear comprehension, Sati Sampajana. Question by Sister Chui. Then, is it okay for me to think of the four foundations of mindfulness as the four foundations of awareness? Is it appropriate? Brother Teo answered, yes, you can say that. It's not harmful, but later part in the sutta, they add in the word sampajana, which is clear comprehension, and call it sati sampajana. So you not only mindful, you must also have clear comprehension of what you are mindful of. That's why the third category of cultivation under Kaya Nupassana is awareness and clear comprehension of what is going on, or sati sampajana. There is clarity. Then there is also the sentence, aware internally and externally. All this you will slowly understand when you cultivate. Before you cultivate, when you had not realized the enlightenment as yet, it is very difficult for you to use your mundane mind's rational thinking to try to understand. When you use thought, it is very difficult. That's why Miss Lee printed out this J. Krishnamurti's quote on what is awareness, which I just sent out for sharing today. Maybe it is meant to be.
Okay, before that, please remind me tonight when we share merit transfer, when we invoke power of merits that Sister Lee has done and contributed to this book. Without her, this book can never come out. Because she invited me over to her center. Then she is the one that prepared the short note for me to edit. So now she has some karmic thing. So we need to invoke power of merits for causes and conditions for her to recover to good health, good mind state, so that she can gain back her life again. Okay? Luckily, Sui An suggested to my wife, and my wife came in. Inform me. So remind me tonight. Okay. Yeah. Continue. Rejoice.
Sad.
Okay. Exactly 2 o'clock. Half an hour up. So we do our meditation first. So I give you 1 hour. Awareness based meditation. I will set the timer. So off the light. Yeah. Develop the ability to develop this awareness-based meditation. Remember the four support, especially the first three. For those who already know how to do the stability of step 1, 2, and 3, you go straight away to trust, the fourth support, okay?